discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour, welcome to French Way podcast. This is episode 92. And today I'm going to talk about a situation that I've experienced about 100 times. And I'm not even joking. I think maybe even more because, I've had thousands of students over my years of experience in the different schools and centers that I've taught French. And so the situation is, I'm talking with a French student and they use savoir instead of connaître or the other way around. So far I'm not surprised because these two verbs are a typical source of confusion among learners of French. So that's also why I'm doing this episode, obviously, about the difference between savoir and connaître, because I like going over the common mistakes that you as a student are making. But what surprises me is, like, when I ask them, so do you know the difference between savoir and connaître? I always get the same, like, twisted, hesitant explanation of the kind. Like, for example, oh, you use connaître if you know a person or a thing, and savoir for, like, a fact. Or, like, it's not clear. And, no wonder why they find it confusing. So my question is, why is it that no French school around, that I've been to, has ever explained the difference between savoir and connaître as simply as it actually is? Because it really is simple. And I have no answer for that. So this is how I explain the difference between savoir and connaître. It has nothing to do with the meaning. They both mean to know. In fact, the difference between savoir and connaître only depends on the structure of your sentence. So it's like a grammatical difference. So it depends on what type of word you're going to use. You have to use connaître when the thing that you know or don't know refers to a noun. So, of course, that includes people, but also places, things, etc. You'll see in a moment with an example. And you're going to use savoir when the thing that you know or don't know, when savoir refers to a verb or a phrase. So, if you need to, like, if you need help to find what a verb refers to, ask yourself, what is it that they know or want to know? And that's it. So let's see a few examples to illustrate this rule. So in the following examples, would you use savoir or connaître? If you want to ask, do you know his address? Do you know his address? So what is it that we want to know? His address. His address is a noun. A noun, so you're going to use connaître. Est-ce que tu connais son adresse? Or est-ce que vous connaissez son adresse? Now, if you're asking, do you know where he lives? What is it that we want to know? It's where he lives. We have a verb there. It's a whole phrase, where he lives. So here you need to use savoir with a verb or a phrase. Est-ce que tu sais où il habite? Or est-ce que vous savez où il habite? So, you will agree with me that between do you know his address and do you know where he lives, the meaning is very similar. It's just like the first time we have a noun, his address, and the second time we have a verb or a phrase, where he lives. So, that and only that will make you choose savoir, between savoir or connaître. So we go through a few other examples together just to get you familiarized with asking yourself the right question and identifying what the verb to know, so savoir or connaître, is referring to, and then to make the relevant choice. So what about she doesn't know why he didn't call? She doesn't know why he didn't call. What is it that we want to know? What is it that she knows or doesn't know? It's why he didn't call. That's a full phrase with a verb, why he didn't call. So you're going to use savoir. Elle ne sait pas pourquoi il n'a pas appelé. Other example, I know Paris well. I lived there. So what is it that we know or don't know? We know Paris. Paris is a noun. It's a thing, it's a place. Paris. So you're going to use connaître. Je connais Paris. Ou je connais bien Paris. I know Paris well. Je connais bien Paris. I live there. J'ai habité là où j'y ai habité. Are you okay with this difference? That's all you need to know. Well, other thing you need to know would be how to conjugate these verbs, because they can be a little bit tricky. Both of these verbs are actually have some irregularities in their pattern. By the way, for more tips about how to easily conjugate French verbs at the most common tenses, I went through 7 tenses made easy. I've written an article, like a blog post about it, and I'll add the link in the show notes. But back to savoir and connaître. So savoir in the indicative present is je sais, with an S at the end, tu sais, S, and il sait, ti. Nous savons. Vous savez, so here is a regular pattern because it comes from savoir, so nous savons, vous savez, and ils savent with the ENT. The past participle is su, it's spelled SU, like for example, j'ai su, I have known. And the present participle or the gérondif, so I'm not going to give you a lesson about it, it's just if you're familiar with these notions, then it's going to help you, otherwise you can forget about it. The present participle is sachant, sachant. And the gérondif is en sachant. This form you may know also from the imperative present, which is sache, sachons, and sachez. The verb is also irregular in the future simple. The stem is sore, S-A-U-R, sore. For example, I will know is je saurai. Je saurai. So refer to the show notes of this episode if you need to see things written or if you don't want to take notes. That's for savoir. And connaître, alors connaître, the infinitive is spelled, so there is an accent circumflex on the I, and I refer you to episode 1 of this podcast, which is about the accent circumflex. This accent drops in the conjugation when it's not in front of a T, so je connais, A-I-S, tu connais, A-I-S, il connaît, A-I, accent circonflexe, T. Nous connaissons, so there's double S there, vous connaissez, same, and ils connaissent, double S, E-N-T. So yeah, in the plural we have a double S coming. And I'm going to go through a few vocab words after the conjugation of these verbs that also have the double S, so that it doesn't seem like totally weird to you. The past participle is connu, connu, like j'ai connu, I have known. So here are a few words derived from the verb savoir and connaître to help you expand your vocabulary. Une connaissance, so again with the double S, like in the plural form of connaître when you conjugate it in the present. Une connaissance is an acquaintance. So it's somebody that you know, that you vaguely know. We use also la connaissance to say the knowledge. So it's someone or something that you know. Un connaisseur, so it's a con, not sure how you pronounce it in English, it's a connoisseur or something like that, with an O in the middle of the word, we use an A, so it just like the verb connaître, connaisseur is an expert, so someone who is knowledgeable about something. Now, savoir is a verb, but it also can be a masculine noun. Le savoir is the knowledge, like the general notion of knowledge. And un savoir-faire, so a compound word, so know how to do is actually a skill, an expertise or a craft. And le savoir-vivre, so the know how to live is actually like the good manners, like the etiquette. Last thing's a little bonus for you. I have a tongue twister that I'll try to get right myself. It's full of s and sh sounds, and so it's quite devilish. It's also hard for French natives, and you're welcome to record yourself reading it as far as possible and email it to me. I want to hear you practice with my tongue twister. This tongue twister is written in the show notes of the episode, so here it is. Un chasseur sachant chasser sans son chien est un bon chasseur. Un chasseur sachant chasser sans son chien est un bon chasseur. So literally, a hunter who is being able to hunt without his dog is a good hunter. And last thing before we go, no, I will really have a last thing afterwards. I'll put the some song reference, Je ne sais pas, I don't know, by Joyce Jonathan. It's a really nice bouncy song from 2010 that I wanted to share with you. So I'll put the reference in the show notes. And yeah, so the last thing is I have designed a practice worksheet for you. Just so that you can test yourself about the difference between savoir and connaître, and you can download it for free. There will be a button or a link in the show notes of this episode. So go do that and then email me to tell me how you went, and also send me a little record of you practicing the tongue twister. That would be really fun. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Your Way podcast.